Recording in progress.
Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, roll call, please.
Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Present.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Present.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Erin.
Here.
Council President Espinosa.
Here. Join me in saluting the flag. Everybody okay after that one? Right, full moon today. Okay, are there any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Open to the public, comments regarding item number 7, consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. Apologies, wrong one, yep. Open to the public, open to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one at the podium. Closing for the in-person attendees. For efficiency, I'm sorry. For efficiency, items have consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together, and the materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. May I have a motion, please?
Motion. Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Erin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Mayor, we have a resolution for the Fire District Number 1 Commissioner's Compensation. Okay, may I have a motion, please?
Motion, Leibowitz.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Abstain.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Urin.
Yes.
Council President Espinosa.
Yes. Okay, item number 9, announcements and comments from our officials. Councilwoman Kehoe is not here tonight. Councilmember Carmichael.
Thank you, President. I just want to say thank you once again for the township coming out and supporting the Piscataway Civil Rights Advisory Commission's first multicultural festival at Riverside Park on October 25th. It was a great representation of different cultures in our community and an example of how our town can work together, live together, play together, and support each other. And I thank the mayor and the business administrator and all of our leadership of our town, Parks and Recreation, Department of Public Works, the police, the fire department, everyone who came out and supported. It was a great event, and I do appreciate everyone's support, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. Thank you.
Thank you. It was an excellent event. We were all there. Thank you. Councilmember Leibowitz.
Good evening, everybody. Since we last met, it was my pleasure to help pick up some litter on down in Possum Town. It's also my pleasure to attend both the Senior Center Halloween and Veterans Parties, and I commend their staff and, of course, our enthusiastic seniors. The second point I wanted to bring up is that since we last met, I heard from a number of residents regarding challenging access to parking on Saturday, October 18th, accessing both the voting box and the front of this building. I understand our town and police were very busy with Rutgers Homecoming, freedom of speech events, and possible bad actors. But I do think that we need to be sensitive to the messaging and our actions as a township so that we can be inclusive, welcoming, and safe all at the same time. Finally, I'm happy to share that in this season of giving, the township is supporting the Hearts and Hands Toy Drive, along with Woodbridge Township and other local service organizations, to provide toys to children in Middlesex County who are being serviced by DCP&P, formerly known as DIFUS. Piscataway always steps up for its neighbors, and I know we will do so for this initiative as well. I have a flyer for each of us. I'm gonna pass it around. There will be boxes in this building as well as the community center and the library. There is also an Amazon wish list, which will get shipped directly to the DCP&P office in Woodbridge. It's an incredible initiative, and I'm very excited that we can participate. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes, good evening, everyone, and kudos to Sharon again on your very, very successful event. I'd also like to congratulate some of our police department promotions. Sergeant William Kloos, who has been a vital part of our speeding and driving and youth organizations within the department. So he was promoted to, sergeant. And we also promoted a new police officer, and his name is Perez, right? Yes, I believe, Nelson Perez. So he was also promoted yesterday evening. So congratulations to them. And I'm very proud of a few things that the police department is implementing at the moment. I read recently that if you are away for the holidays, you can call our police department and they will check on your home while you're away at the holidays. So they are doing a lot of very, very good things, and I think it's not going unnoticed. At least I don't want it to go unnoticed. So kudos to the police department for all of the new and exciting ideas that they're implementing. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Rashid.
Good evening. First, I'd like to congratulate Councilwoman Sharon Carmichael. It was a successful multicultural event celebrating our diversity. I also want to take a moment to highlight all the efforts by our neighbors to help out at the different food banks. We had a food drive last weekend, and we were able to collect a lot of non-perishable items for fish and our local food pantries. The township has provided a list of local food pantries where people can donate. And we're also, you know, open to anyone working and helping out, volunteering. I want to do a special thank you to Ralph Johnson, who delivered all the bins to all the Piscataway schools. We have a bin in every school where they're collecting non-perishable items for the food pantries. And it is a challenging time right now, but it is really heartwarming to be in a community where everybody is stepping up and working together to help our neighbors. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Earn?
No comment at this time, Council President.
Thank you. Mayor?
I had a, at the request of Councilman Espinoza, I had Senator Smith set up a meeting today with the DOT commissioner in regards to over in the Possum Town and Wynwood area where people are using their Waze apps and trying to circumvent the roadway during the rush hour times. So we have the contact person now at DOT that we're going to work with our traffic safety division to contact the various apps that have the driving capabilities. So we'll see if that helps.
Thank you, Mayor, for that. Business Administrator Paula Casarelli.
Thank you, Council President. I have a few things for tonight. You heard me talk about the fact that the township applied for HDSRF money. That money is brownfields money that the state DEP has in order to remediate contaminated lands. This is about the ecological park, so there was a whole process involved. Well, the township was now confirmed to receive $289,000 this year and will receive absolutely the $2.9 million next year. So I will be busy requesting that $289,000 this year, and then we can continue as the process continues to ask for $3 million each year, but I think we'll probably be good next year. Just a quick update about the park. We did award the project. There is a bit of a delay because we need board certification for freehold soil to accept the soils from the park, and we're just waiting for the board to get that on their agenda and approve that. Also, I just want to point out on the consent agenda, you will see a couple change orders, decreased change orders, and a good amount of money. I just want to say that is not a result of a mistake or one of our contractors being benevolent to the township. That is the result of our workforce that the DPW and engineering departments that inspect these jobs every day, and they make sure that they keep to task and that unit measurements are properly calculated. So I'd like to say thank you for that. We also, Maja, the CFO, and I spent a considerable amount of time meeting with each department respective of their budgets. I just want to thank each department for taking the time to consider budget request respective of taxpayer dollars. You know, we're looking for a net zero to really look at your budgets. They came to the table with justifications for the budget request, so I appreciated that. I just also would like to say that, you know, in negotiations for our health insurance, that's a big matter right now. I asked our broker to look at going up a total of 22.3%, but much better than the 37% that was originally slated. So I'd like to thank everybody that assisted with that. And we're very close to getting the $250,000 from the Department of Energy. They have been on my, they're very diligent, very diligent. They have requested a lot of data. So they did inform me last week when I asked for a final, be able to draw down on the proposal. They said the government is closed. I received an email 2 days ago that the government is now open for me to request that money. So we're working to get that $250,000. We've received most of the rebates for our EV chargers. So that is very good. And these monies will obviously help offset our debt service and reduce our overall debt for the township. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Township Attorney Raj Kumar.
I have no comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. A couple announcements from me. Our paper shredding event is happening this Saturday, November 15th at 8 a.m. I like to use that. It's a free service. Just go there. Make sure you show proof of residency and just shred your stuff. What is it? What's the motto there? Shred and forget it. Yeah, that's it. Shred and forget it. Then New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission's mobile is going to be here next Monday, I believe, on the 17th for your real IDs. Although I don't think we'll be flying anywhere pretty soon, but we'll hopefully use them one day. But yes, November 17th at 11 a.m., you must register at their site. Soccer tryouts for the Piscataway Soccer Club are holding their tryouts for high school age players. You have to register at piscataway.org. I used to be a coach for the high school aged teams, and it's a great experience for those teenagers that are just coming out of their high school season, especially Piscataway high school season, and I heard they did well. So hopefully they'll continue on with our teams. And last but not least, as everyone knows, we had to set our clocks back, fall back. It's getting darker out there, so please be vigilant. Please drive safely. There are still kids out there coming, you know, especially teenagers coming back from work. So just be aware, especially I see some deer out there, so be careful with that as well. It's getting dark. And that's all for me. Okay, agenda session for November 13th, 2025. Currently, there are no agenda items yet for November 13th, but they are working on some items for next meeting. Okay, we're opening to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes to which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Cedar, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. Good evening.
Costas Eftimios, 58 Curtis. This vinyl fence situation, the 8-foot fence that some people put around their backyard. First complaint we got from residents who were pigs to begin with. Those people got evicted from 200 square feet of their property. On Curtis and Prospect, a recent resident moved in. There was a vinyl fence around the property. The front, the backyard, 10-foot high. He has property maintenance to come and look at the property. The guy was evicted, 200 square feet. Plus, he had to take down the vinyl fence from the corner saying, oh, it has an issue with visual. They can't see. It's set back quite a bit. Harassment. At 600 square feet, residents had to evacuate. And what happens to those 600 square feet? It's abandoned. It looks like a mess. This part is Stefan's burden. He's the one who's going to go in between those 2 square feet, rake out, weed out. The burden is on him. The for sale sign is still in front of that property. Talk to the guy. He says, what a ugly mess. Now, Dito, the guy on the corner of Curtis and Mansfield, hired a lawyer. He says, I'm not taking these fence down. There used to be a wooden fence over here. All these years, no one said anything. And it was rotten. So I replaced it with the vinyl fence. Exactly the same height, the same location. No property maintenance says you can't do that. You got to take that and give up 200 square feet off your property. Why are you people harassing us so much? Why don't you just do your job? Look at some common sense.
Thank you, sir. Mayor, 10-foot high on a corner lot.
Oh, you can have a 6-foot high in your backyard.
That's right.
But if you have a corner lot, there's side triangles, and you can only have 4-foot high, 50% solid.
Yeah, I know that too well.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Concern yourself with common sense.
Good evening, Curtis. How are you?
My buddy. Curtis Grubb, 1750 West 3rd. I just want to say I'm sorry that I didn't get to do the cleanup on the weekend that it was special. Due to the fact that I had a couple of senior citizens, I mentioned it to Frank, that had a couple of my senior citizens that passed, and I had to attend some funerals. So I put it on the back burner. I did it the next weekend, and I had my bags and stuff out there. And I had to call my friends at the Public Works. I said, I got some bags, some tree branches. Can you please come get them? Just want to tell you, best Public Works department in the state. They do what I ask, when I ask, and I do what they ask, and whatever.
But Thank you for that.
I want to appreciate what they do for me. I know what they do for everybody else, but I know what they do for me when I need. So, but just wanted to let you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything.
Hello, my name is Christopher Myers, 117 Heffernan Street. I just wanted to introduce myself. This is the first council meeting I have attended. I plan on being at as many as I possibly can from now. I want to say thank you to the lady over here. My eyes are not that good. I can't read your name. I believe it's Paula. It sounds like you're doing an amazing job securing these grants and these loans, and I appreciate that. Multicultural Day was amazing. I was there also. It was a beautiful experience. But I do just want to let you know, and I'll make myself be known of who I am, because I believe Ms. Leibowitz slightly referred to possibly me as a possible bad actor. I may be wrong, but that's the assumption I'm getting. Due to, huh? No, but you've heard the story and you've probably seen everything. So I just want to let you know that when during the, or before the No Kings Day protest, I did call I talked to a police chief. I tried to call the mayor. I spoke to Gene Wilk, who proceeded to tell me I was an anti-Semite for some reason. But I guess that's coming from, you know, his buddy, Adam Schiff. All I was asking was if there was going to be any extra security measures taken for the possibility of any violence. And I was met with, we have no idea what you're talking about. There is no scheduled thing. I said, meanwhile, I'm seeing it all over the internet. You're lying. You know it's coming here. You've had three before. So I was the one on the internet organizing, or stating I was going to organize a day of peace in the same area at the same time with Charlie Kirk visit. And that's more of just a dig, because I know I'm being lied to and I'm not going to accept it. I'm not saying that there was going to be violence or anything, but it is well known. We've seen it everywhere in major cities, all over the place. These can turn into a violent situation. And I was worried about the citizens of my town, but I was met with nothing. But we have no idea what you're talking about. They're allowed to be there. I know the law. Yes, they can be there. I'm asking what you're doing. But you refused to tell me. The only person that gave me any information was, was one of the police lieutenants. I believe it was Henry, but I could be wrong. He was the only one that told me what was going on, and called me, occasionally, give me updates. And that's all I ask. It's just a truthful answer. It was not, I felt like I was immediately, when I asked about safety, was met with, you're a racist, this is that. No, I can see with my own eyes that violence occurs at these things. So I know I'm probably over my 3 minutes, but I will be here. Sorry, I had a little fun with you. I did tell the police lieutenant, an hour or two before the event, when he called me, he's like, how many people do you have coming? I said, me.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be walking through. That's it. No violence, no nothing. Just want to debate.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Ms. Cedar, I see no one else. I'm closing to the in-person attendees.
Council President, I just want to let the record reflect, defend my staff. That was never the conversation that took place. And I think it was a little bit other way around. He was accusing my staff of a lot of stuff. And there's one thing I don't put up with when people make large accusations against my staff and the professional staff here in the municipal government. I don't care who you are. If they're wrong, I'll say they're wrong. But if they're being attacked just for the sake of being attacked, I'm going to defend them, because that's my job as the mayor.
Do I get to come back to that? Do I get to?
No.
Okay. Because I was told those calls weren't recorded, so I want to know how, what was actually said on that phone call, because I would like the recording, if there is.
Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Motion second.
Thank you. Any opposed? Favor? Any opposed? Thank you. Meeting adjourned.